Hello, and welcome to another Talking Movies. I'm Nick, and I definitely need a shave, don't I? Yeah. I'm a good few days past that. I also need to get my hair cut again. It's getting to the point where it's getting a little bit fluffy, so I can't be doing that. Look, before we start, I need to show you these. Look at these. Huh? Look at those bad boys. Can't tell me they're not good. Speaking of not good, no, I'm joking. But today I'm on my way to see Strays. Josh Greenblum. He's his second comedy film. His first was Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar, which I just found out a few minutes ago. And I'll be honest, if I'd realised that, I probably wouldn't be watching this film. Strays. It's if you've seen the trailer, you'll know this already, but it's basically like The Incredible Journey, if anyone remembers that film with the talking dogs and cats. It's that, but for grown-ups. And the trailers make it look really good, really funny at least. But now I know that, yeah, it's really lowered my expectations for this film. It's 90 minutes, or 93 minutes, so it's not too long. In the voice cast, you've got people like Will Ferrell, Jamie Foxx, Harvey Goon, and Will Forte is the owner of Will Ferrell's dog. Yeah, he's obviously a human. It's a live-action film, but you know what I mean. Anyway, this came out, Blue Beetle came out. I am going to go and see Blue Beetle. It's only fair to do so, like I've not been too hot on it. But I need to go and see it to see if, because look, let's be honest, DC films this year have been poor. You know, this could be better than The Flash. And it surely is going to be better than Shazam. So, you know, I need to watch it. I need to give it a chance. But just seeing the one film today. I'm going to a night screening of this. Cinema doesn't look too packed when I booked my ticket. Not great for a film that just opened on Friday, but whatever. But it does mean that I'll be recording the review once I get home, because it'll be dark. And I've seen you can buy these light rings to stick to your phone, so I might buy one of those, see if that lets me film in the dark. But I'm getting a new phone soon, so whatever I buy has to be compatible with that as well, so we'll see. I'm just feeling time, so I don't know what else to say. I mean, yeah, look, the trailer's made it look really funny. I've been looking forward to seeing it. Now it's actually here, I'm a bit scared. I've not seen any reviews. I've not seen anything on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know how it's been appearing on there. So this film could be universally beloved or hated. I've got no idea. So I'm going into this quite blind, which is a good way to go into a film. But as I said, Barb and Star just... Again, it had a really funny trailer, and then the film just wasn't great, and that worries me. I mean, it's executive produced by Miller and Lord. I like those guys, so you know that's the kind of thing it's got going for me. But that is the concern. Is it going to be good? Well, you'll hear my thoughts after this little interlude. Once I just show off once again these rather fetching shoes. Bye! Okay, so I am back from seeing Strays. What do I think? So it was good. It wasn't great, but it was good. I think, had I not seen the trailers, had I not seen so many of the jokes in that trailer, I probably would have enjoyed it more. The trailer also kind of spoiled a lot of the plot as well. And I've said this before, especially with comedy films, is that they often show far too much of what you want to see in a film. And this was no exception. So I think if you have avoided the trailers, well done. And I think you'll enjoy this film a lot more. Now, obviously, in a 2-minute trailer, you don't see all the jokes. But you see a lot of the good ones, I think. There's still some good ones in there, but yeah, the surprise was kind of ruined, I think. So I think overall, I didn't find it as funny as I would have done had I gone into it completely blind. And that's not my fault. At the end of the day, I go and see films, and when you go and see a film, trailers are shown in front of those other films you see to try and encourage you to go and see new films. So that is up to the studio, that is up to the campaign managers, whoever is cutting these things, to be able to decide what's in these trailers and what they want to show, what they don't want to show. And they showed far too much. If this film had gone straight to streaming, I think I would have also kind of given it more of a pass than I'm going to, because it does feel that that's the kind of level of it. It's got top tier talent in it. You know, Will Ferrell and Jamie Foxx are great. Isla Fisher, Randall Park, all great in this film, doing voice roles. But yeah, look, there were people in front of me and behind me who were either drunk or high or both. I don't know, I didn't ask them, but they were certainly inebriated, and they really had a good time with the film. And had I done that, maybe I would have done too. I do think maybe it's a bit of a stoner flick, but that's not how it's sold. But I think people were certainly enjoying it more that were. So yeah, so look, it was better than I had expected it to be. I just don't feel that enough of the jokes that weren't in the trailer landed for me. Yeah, there were times I laughed. There were also times that I was like, really? That's where we're going with this? And I'm also not surprised this hasn't got a 4DX release, having seen it, either. So what would I give this film? I will give it a 6 out of 10. Should you go and see it at the cinema? No. No. Unless you're going to be getting high or getting drunk before going to see it. And in which case, sure, why not? But this to me is an example of a film that is going to have probably a lot of success streaming wise. I've got no idea how it's doing at the box office at the moment. But yeah, I did not enjoy this as much as I'd hoped I would have done initially. You know, I had been looking forward to it, but I did have that fear. Have they shown too much? And they have. So that is a shame. Can't win them all. But it also could have been a lot worse. So, you know, fair play for that as well. So, yeah, that's my thoughts on Strays. Blue Beetle will hopefully be next. That's the next film I'm aiming to go and see. So hopefully I'll get to see that sometime later this week, and then I'll do another review that I'll put up on YouTube, and I will also put up on podcast platforms as well. I'm trying to push the YouTube channel, because do I put my effort into it? I don't know. But look, I'm putting my face out there, not just my voice, when I do YouTube. So it's something that I do want to work on, that I do want to kind of improve and get better at. But if you don't want to, then the podcast will be available at a later date. So I don't know when you listen to this. You'll either be listening to this like days or weeks after I put it up on the podcast app, or you'll be watching it much sooner on YouTube. That's your choice. But yeah, thank you. Interested to see what you thought of Strays. Let me know in the comments. And until next time, as always, Flynn Lives. We'll be right back.